Good morning and welcome to the Monday Business Watch. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Sitting with me inside the KRWG studios is Jason Gibbs, business editor for the Las Cruces Sun News. Jason, happy Monday morning to you.
Good morning, Edmundo.
Well, here's what I woke up to. The cover of one of my favorite stores in Las Cruces.
Yeah.
Hastings is in limbo. What's that about?
Well, we can't say they're closing yet. Their parent company took a Chapter 11 bankruptcy. So the parent company is sort of evaluating what to do with the various parts of the business. They're hoping to have something in place by the 17th of this month. And it's still really uncertain if that'll remain a Hastings, if somebody else will come in and run something similar. But, you know, it's really been a touchstone, a mecca, really, for a lot of people in Las Cruces for a long time.
This is not a store like many others. It's very unique in that it still offers DVD rental. It sells music.
Yeah.
And sells
books. Those old folding things that we used to enjoy.
That about, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a very unique store to Las Cruces, and it'd be a shame to... It's a shame to watch it go through what it's going through right now.
Yeah, it is. And one of the things that some of the customers were telling me was that they rely on it. It's not the only comic book outlet in town, but it's one that's one of few, and it's really frequented. So the comic book folks, the gaming folks, and the book folks, I walked through a couple of days ago, and it looks like they're still pretty well stocked, but you're starting to see some bare shelves on the bottom. You can tell things are moving out, and they are doing clearance. But what I found interesting was a friend of mine went in, and I don't remember the exact numbers, but basically he ended up spending, about $900 on books and CDs. And got them for a whopping total of, about $34.
$34, $900 to $34.
Yeah. So they've got some really great deals, especially for those of us that like books. It's a good place to stock up while they're very low priced. I've seen some 50% discounts. I've seen some 75% discounts. And some of the books, even select books, going even for $1 a piece. So while we wait to see what happens to Hastings, you might as well fill up your bookshelves and your music stack.
Well, it's a shame, and hopefully something positive can come of that. In the profile this week, you've got Palacios. Didn't they just get done celebrating a big anniversary?
Yes, their 80th, if you can believe that. Yeah. And I've been to Palacio. I think pretty much everybody has been at one point or another. And it's really interesting. It opened up at 2600 Avenida de Mesilla, and it opened in 1936 as Saltcito's Dance Hall. And they kind of saw that going well. And I thought this was interesting. If you've ever noticed, the bar is kind of shaped like a barn. It's because it was originally built to be a blacksmith shop.
Really?
Yeah, according to Villa Chavez, who's the owner. And she got it from her dad, Pablo Salcido, in 92. And her mom, Calia Salcido, said, we need to get a business started here with a dance. So they had a few dances, and they went really well. And they grew in popularity, and they decided, well, we might need a little more room here. So they sort of converted into full-time bar and restaurants, some good food, and really nice to see them doing well. And it's always great to see an old family, long-standing family, that has had a business for 80 years in the same place and is still
such a rich tradition.
Yeah,
for this community.
Absolutely.
So that's great. Congratulations to Palacio celebrating 80 years. Clint Lanier this week talks about business owners, the need to take the lead with social media marketing.
This is an interesting column. He's talking about, you know, if you've got a business and you come up with a new idea, or if you come up with an idea for a new business, a lot of people will be hesitant to start getting the idea out there on social media until the product is ready to go. And Clint points out that even if it's a year down the road, you can start teasing the product, you can start showcasing it, and most importantly, you can start building this base of people that are interested in your product, so that as soon as it is ready to go, you can push the button and immediately
it's
have your base right there.
It's a teaser campaign.
Exactly.
You start teasing the
exactly.
product long before it comes out to let people know that it's coming.
Yeah, and Clint says, you know, lead with your social media as soon as the idea for the business, product, or service crosses your mind.
Good advice. Good advice for sure. And the key thing about social media is that it starts out for free, and you can spend money on it if you want, but you don't have to.
Exactly. And you can keep your customer base
informed,
as, you know, show them the progress and have them ready to buy as soon as you're ready to sell.
Good deal. Mr. Sandler this week, very important topic on having an emergency plan in place.
This is an interesting one. You know, we all have little brief power outages or cable outages or something like that. And usually we just rely on them getting back in within a few minutes or most a few hours. And Gary was pointing out that if you look back at the Hatch Village flood of 2006, about 1,600 residents were forced to evacuate. And it's not something that they're really equipped for. A lot of them had to end up in FEMA trailers for quite a while.
I remember.
And one thing that Gary talks about is not only making sure you've got your insurance, but also making doubly sure that you've got an evacuation plan. Have one ready to go for a few days, have one ready to go for a few weeks, so you're ready to go in a need.
Thank you very much for coming in.
My pleasure as always.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.